This Day in Hawaiian Music History. Josiah Keawe Mauhuli was born September 10, 1918, in Holualoa, Hawaii. His early life was spent as a longshoreman, but almost as soon as he left his home on the Kona coast and landed in Honolulu, he became the protege, as many young Hawaiian music artists did in that era, of the legendary musician and composer John Kamealoha Almeida. Joe first performed with Uncle Johnny on radio station KGU's Playground Quarter Hour, and soon thereafter went into the studio to record for the then brand new 49th State Records Company, for which Uncle Johnny handled what is now referred to as A&R, or Artists and Repertoire. The label was so new, in fact, that Joe was the very first artist to go into the studio and release the very first single on this burgeoning label. And by studio here, we mean the makeshift remote studios of 49th State Records, which were typically the artists' homes, setting up microphones and a tape machine right in a living room or a kitchen. As a falsetto singer, Uncle Joe was most unusual. While falsetto singers are often criticized for decreasing in volume as they go higher in their range, Joe Keawe possessed a rare clarity and projection throughout his vocal range, making him the perfect singer not only for rollicking hula numbers, but also for tender love songs. Despite his popularity on radio and records and in the showroom, Joe moved to San Pedro, California in 1959, where he no longer depended solely on music to earn a living. The entrepreneurial gentleman and his wife owned first a travel agency and then a chain of Hawaiian and Japanese restaurants. Joe also led the Polynesian Society, a philanthropic organization founded earlier by four other Hawaiian musicians, George Piltz, Danny Stewart, Sam Ka'apuni, and Harry Beatty, which raised funds for a variety of causes by producing Polynesian-themed events for expats from around the Pacific residing in California. Joe would return to Hawaii only occasionally until his passing in 1992, including once in 1977 to record what is often referred to as his comeback album, Hawaii's Falsetto Returns. Joe Keawe should be considered of critical importance in the evolution of falsetto singing in Hawaii, yet, inexplicably, only about three of his dozens of singles recorded for the 49th State Records label have been remastered and reissued in the digital era. But Ho'olohe Ho Radio celebrates Uncle Joe's birthday by spinning both these rare out-of-print classics of the 1940s and 50s and a few cuts from his 1977 comeback album. Celebrating travel agent, restaurateur, and falsetto singing legend Joe Keawe. For This Day in Hawaiian Music History, I'm Bill Wynn. You're listening to Ho'olohe Ho Radio.